Listen, man, are you team say something or say nothing with our very own Sienna's man, her husband, Ivan? How many years did he want to get some tattoos?
It's been at least two. It's been a couple years. Yeah.
There's not too many guys. He's 30 what?
31.
31. Fresh canvas. No tats at all.
Mm-mm, none.
Even JD has an inner thigh in and out logo tattoo.
Outer thigh, but
that's a choice.
True. Still true.
I don't think I'd let him get that one. I would say something.
He wants to get sleeved up.
Yeah, he wants to get sleeved up, and I want him to do it because he looks great. But where I'm conflicted is the fact that I don't want him to do it because I want him to still have that clean canvas, but he doesn't know that. And I don't want him to know that because then he won't do it. And then yeah. He'll probably resent me for it.
I can't believe you've never told him, I don't really like tattoos, a man. Because this whole time, he would have known that.
It's such a simple conversation to have, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know, right? But I don't want him to feel bad. And like I keep saying is, he's like, okay, if you don't want me to get them, I won't get them. But I know he really wants them. So then it'll be on me.
Okay. Well, if you feel bad, then say nothing. It's so easy. He's always intentional. I bet you they're going to be really good intentional tattoos as well.
Yeah.
Things that... Mm-hmm. He cares about. He's not just getting random things like he's Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that. I think it'd be like seamless artwork, kind of like how Joey has on both his arms. They would have meaning and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Every tattoo I got has meaning besides this one little drunk one with his... Let me get that covered up. Yeah, so we're asking you, Valley the Sun, to help Sienna out. What's your opinion? Should she say something to her man before he goes gets his first tattoo and then leads to a whole sleeve? Or say nothing. Just take it to the grave. Hopefully he doesn't listen to our show. let's talk to Brenda in Phoenix, who's been patiently holding with her opinion. Brenda, what are your thoughts?
I'll say you say something. And take it from me because my man, like, we dated for, like, 2 years. And it was, like, this whole big fad of how they were getting the gauges in their ear. You know, like, to stretch the ear lobe and have that ring.
Yeah.
So it was good until it wasn't.
Yeah. Gives me Urban Outfitters vibes.
Yeah, that's like exactly. What's number one on the resume.
I'm all about freedom of expression. Like, do you, be you, live your life. But I said, I'm not going to say anything. So I let him rock it, all right? And then even though I was kind of slightly unattracted by it, once we got in the bedroom, it became an issue. Like, it's getting caught in the things. Like, I feel like I can't see myself.
Jesus, what the hell were you doing to his ears?
I know.
He's swinging from the ceiling fan. What the heck is going on?
Okay. That thing's smacking you? What?
Okay, Brenda.
Call me Jane.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, really, like, so I ended up telling him, like, babe, I'm not really feeling this earring. So he takes it out. But now he gets, like, the saggy earlobe. Yeah. And at that point... I can't have unwanted skin flapping at me. You know what I mean? Some things I'm going to excuse. A lobe is not going to be one of them.
That is a wild statement in itself.
Not an ear circumcision.
Yeah, imagine if he said that to you. Not ear circumcision.
So he took them out for you?
He took them out. And it was just a no for me. And yeah. Unfortunately at the time, I guess, I didn't think about it till years later or like a bit later. And I'm like, yo, he could have got surgery and closed up his earlobe. But then... That would have been him sacrificing him. And I'm like, my thing is, in relationships, I want my partner to be in a space for them to freely be them. And
right.
If it doesn't work, let me step out, but don't change you. Right. You know what I mean?
How long was he, like, asking to do those gauges? Was it just a spur-of-the-moment type decision, or was he egging you on for quite some time on it?
Well, it was kind of like he was into that, like, underground scene, like, kind of like a hip-hop, a rock, and I guess a lot of the artists were in it. So I knew he liked the culture and the vibe.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
And then when he told me, it felt like it was out of the blue, but then I'm like, no, it was always kind of there. Mm-hmm. And I bit my tongue on it, but uh-uh.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with Brenda. You should say something to him. Just you have to have that conversation with him. If you're not feeling like your man needs tattoos, you should at least tell him, have that dialogue and conversation with them. He might convince you otherwise, but not to say something. It's a tattoo. It's permanent.
I know, but I'm kind of like Brenda. I want him to be able to express himself, do what he wants, but I do want to put my opinion out there. I don't know. It makes me nervous.
Is it dependent what he's getting?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want him to get anything like corny or offensive or anything like that. I kind of have an idea of what he wants. He wants stuff that like represents his grandmother, you know, Mexico, his culture, things like that.
Right.
I know.
But I don't know.
And you don't want him to be himself.
No, I get it.
Coming from the girl who didn't want her man to get gauges. You know what? I was on the same page as you, Brenda.
I will say, I mean, I disagree with Joey because I feel like gauges and tattoos are completely different things. That's just my personal opinion. You can hide a tattoo.
too. He can wear shirts, even though, I mean, he's going to get super yoked. You know what I'm saying? I can see him having his shirt off all the time. But gauges are aesthetically and appearance-wise totally different.
That's true.
I know it's true. That's why I say just say nothing. Just let that man live his life. It's not
honest.
Gauges.
You just don't want to start a bad pattern, I feel. Like, you know, if you start out biding your time, you're going to find yourself doing it more, and it's going to make the relationship even more.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good advice.
If you ask anybody, any therapist, anybody has a successful relationship and you ask them, I guarantee one of the top two things they're going to say, what's the key to a successful relationship? It's communication. You got to communicate with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
I know. I just don't want to risk me being the reason he feels regret.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit, baby.
Just for me, though, I don't know. But I do feel some type of way. Yeah.
Communication in your 30s is definitely important.
Yeah, I'm not in my 30s yet, so I can't relate to that statement.
All right. So, Brendan, it didn't work out with that guy?
No, we broke up.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. This is not looking good. Okay.
How did your ear smell after you took out the papers?
It's not only the smell, it was just the saggy skin.
The saggy skin,
just flopping around.
Yeah. Okay. Put your little finger through it.
Was that his new kink?
I got like three of my fingers in there.
Oh, he had that big one.
Okay.
Hang up. You should have said nothing this whole time.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Brenda. She's team, you know, say something.
Say something. Okay. Right.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.